One of the stories that caught my attention that I just think is funny is this story, the headline in the Seattle Times, complaints follow Republicans' offer to deliver voters' ballots. And the King County Elections Director, holding a press conference with County Executive Dow Constantine, advising people against giving your ballot to anyone you don't know. I like how Washington State Wire put it much better. Washington State Wire's headline was, quote, "The dumbest charge?" Question mark. It says, "Scandal erupts as Jay Inslee accuses GOP of fraud plan, yet the Democrats did the same thing in 2010. Again, this is Eric Smith, a veteran journalist over the last 30 years, writing for Washington State Wire. It says, "You had to figure someone would make a wild charge on the last weekend of this year's campaign, but the one Jay Inslee came up with in the final hours left even experienced campaign observers gasping for breath. The Democratic gubernatorial candidate is accusing Republicans of a, quote, deceptive and sneaky, close quote, scheme to commit voter fraud. By going door-to-door to collect mail-in ballots." Again, by going door-to-door to collect mail-in ballots. That's what he's been saying at rallies up and down Western Washington this past weekend. What's nutty about the charge is the fact that Democratic campaigns did exactly the same thing in 2010. And for all anyone knows, might be doing the same thing again this year, at least until Inslee made it an issue. Republicans basically stepped up the ante this year with a more systematic vote ballot chasing program that Democratic campaigns used 2 years ago. Instead of hitting households one by one, the Republicans are sending paid canvassers into neighborhoods with high concentration of Republican voters, such as East King County, for example. They're targeting homes where voter ID efforts have identified the supporters as Republicans, but where the ballots have not yet been turned in, according to county elections records. Canvassers ring the bell and offer to deliver the ballots themselves. No muss, no fuss. And if voters haven't filled them out yet, that's okay. They'll wait for them. As canvassers fan out in every direction, the Republicans have been parking their 10 victory vans, clearly marked as victory vans, at central locations that serve as a base camp and a de facto drop-off point for ballots. Democrats say they are shocked that the Republicans would do such a thing and are accusing the GOP of a vague plan of vote fraud. King County Executive Dow Constantine held a news conference Sunday morning in which he warned voters, never give your ballot to a stranger. A fundraising letter from Inslee campaign manager Joby Shimamura called the practice, quote, unprecedented, questionable, aggressive, and above all, desperate. The opportunity for fraud is obvious, close quote. Unprecedented? Republican Party officials say they got the idea from the Democrats, and they're not making it up. This reporter, again, this is from Eric Smith in Washington State Wire, this reporter can say it with certainty because he is among the voters who were contacted by the Democratic ballot-chasing drive in 2010. Inslee's weekend attack left observers wondering if it was a clever plan at work or whether it was just one of the dumbest attacks of all time. Okay. Republicans say they're flabbergasted by the charges. Are you kidding me? Asked State Republican Chairman Kirby Wilbur. What about what they did in 2010? Republicans say the Democrats showed up at King County Elections Office 2 years ago with huge stacks of ballots they had collected from supporters that season, said King County Republican Chairwoman Lori Sotelo. Again, Kirby Wilbur State Chairman Lori Sotelo, King County Chairwoman. When I called Election Supervisor Cheryl Huff to tell her what we were doing, she said, can you give us a little warning when you're going to bring them in so it wasn't like what they did to her in 2010? I mean, they showed up with truckfuls and vanfuls of ballots. If they're so horrified and outraged by what is happening, maybe they shouldn't have been doing it themselves, close quote. Okay. First of all, what you have here are the Democrats petrified that the Republicans have a great ground game. And kudos to the party for having a great ground game. Shows that they understand that elections are not just won through the air wars, i.e., television ads over the and radio ads over the airwaves. this is how you win elections, by making sure you A, identify your voters, B, make sure they cast their ballots. That, I mean, Abe Lincoln gave that advice when he was running for president. You know, he was saying on a precinct by precinct level, make sure you know who in the precinct is voting for you and make sure they cast their vote. So the Republicans are doing it. They're emulating a great example. The Democrats did this 2 years ago, and man, did it work. Remember on election night, Republicans thought that they were going to be part of this nationwide tsunami, a historical repudiation of Obama and the congressional Democrats, putting more Republicans in the House than any year since 1948, more Republicans in state legislatures than any year since 1928, since Coolidge was president. But here in Washington, the tsunami was just kind of a mild wave. I mean, we won a few elections here and there. New state senator in Bellevue, Kirkland, new state senator in Bellevue, Mercer Island, a new state senator down in Kent and Maple Valley, Joe Fain. But they thought they were going to win another three or four races. Or two or three races in the state Senate and several more in the House. And they all went away after election night when the Democrats had basically primed the pump and got more of their voters to the polls. So all I can say is it is amazing to me that Dow Constantine gets the election supervisor, who's supposed to be above politics, to join his effort to try and sabotage this Republican plan for getting out the vote that the Democrats used 2 years ago. Talk about cynical. Let's go to Sandy from Mercer Island. Good to have you on Talk Radio 570 KVI this morning.
I have been here between 10 and 13 hours a day for several days, and with enough time...
What does here mean?
I'm in Mercer Island, in the parking lot with the Rite Aid for any of the locals, and I will be here till 6:30, and I believe... And I'm also a van.
Oh, you're collecting ballots.
I'm collecting ballots.
You're in a victory van.
I'm in a victory van.
Okay,
I'm,
now I get it. All right.
And our instructions are to go back, close up at 6:30, although I can't speak for some of the ones further out. We have to be back to King County Republican Party office by 7. So some may have to close up a few minutes early. At any rate, we gather the ballots, we take them into the King County Republican office, and they take them in mass down to the box, the famous box.
Beautiful. All right.
And
Listen, keep up the great work. It's people like you who are going to win this election for Rob McKenna. I mean, it's really going to come right down to it. And, you know, we don't want this to be a 133-vote election because, you know, what I say, it's a well-known adage. If it ain't close, they can't cheat. Make sure they can't cheat. Get out and vote. Make sure you, the people who you know who haven't voted, do it.